Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is our 2018 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. I'm Rick Fowler. It is great to have you with us this morning. And the number again is 888-294-8560. And we want to thank Mary from Bethesda. She made a $125 a month recurring gift, which means $1,500 over the coming year. And that is a great way to make a donation to the Fisher House Foundation, is to set up a monthly contribution. And you can do it by calling 888-294-8560, our Fisher House Radiothon. We are, of course, talking about the death of President George H.W. Bush, died at the age of 94 last night. And John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, we've been talking with John this morning about the president. And John, President Bush had a lifetime of service, and it really began on his 18th birthday.
Well, he once heard Henry Stimson, FDR's Secretary of War, give a call to arms and public service, and reportedly this was what led him to join the U.S. Navy without finishing college and become the youngest fighter pilot in World War II. He was shot down in combat, and his rescue at sea was the subject of a Pathé newsreel, and made him quite a loved figure among those who picked him up on ship. Many can still recall how he would do imitations of an elephant to entertain them. After that, he returned. He got his degree from Yale while marrying two wife Barbara and a father to young George W. Bush. And then he went on to Texas. Like his father, Senator Prescott Bush of Connecticut, George H.W. Bush believed that one had to make his fortune first, provide for his family, which grew to five children, six actually if one counts daughter Robin, who died in childhood, and then seek office. This he did. He was a Little League coach. He was active in the community in Midland and later Houston, and then went on to be Republican County Chairman of Harris County, that's Houston, at a time the Republican Party in the South was in the proverbial telephone booth. He ran for the U.S. Senate in 1964, hoping to follow in his father's footsteps, but was unsuccessful. 2 years later, he went to the House, and it was here that the moderate side of George Bush came out when he supported open housing and fair housing, in other words, requiring people to sell to the highest bidder and not being able to turn them down for reasons of race or religion. He took a lot of flack at that at home, but he was still reelected. After losing his second Senate bid, he went on to be United Nations ambassador, and the whole world watched him with admiration as he tried, albeit unsuccessfully, to keep the UN General Assembly from expelling the Republic of China on Taiwan in favor of Communist China. Richard Nixon made him Republican National Chairman, and he was there as the Watergate scandal metastasized. Old friend Gerald Ford moved him over to go to China as the U.S. envoy at a time we had not yet recognized Communist China. And then he was director of the CIA, a presidential candidate, vice president, and in the top job himself. That's a pretty good run. And when I look back, just last week, we buried my own father, a Marine Corps veteran of World War II, who also saw action in the Pacific. The greatest generation will die, and it is dying at a rate that's larger than those who were killed in action in World War II. Losing my father and then losing George H.W. Bush are just microcosms that those who are in their 90s, who stopped stopped Hitler and Imperial Japan, and then went on to win the Cold War, are not going to be with us much longer. There's not going to be a generation like that, and we'll just have to hope for people like that in the future. People like George Herbert Walker Bush.
For people that weren't paying attention to politics or weren't of age during the Bush presidency, tell us a little bit about the relationship between the president, the first lady, and how the country felt about that wonderful couple.
America loved the Bushes, especially Barbara. She was one of the most popular first ladies in memory, and the country saw a woman who had five grown children who turned out well, a growing group of grandchildren who just looked lovely on a Christmas card, and all presided over by this middle-aged couple that included the president, the distinguished avuncular fellow who seemed to get along with everyone and would write you a thank you note whether you expected it or not, and his wife, known often as the Silver Fox. Her oldest son, who was some trouble when she was young, George W. Bush, used to say that he got a lot of values from his mother, and in return, he gave her all that white hair.
John, President Bush was very, very dedicated to community service, and of course he created the Points of Light Foundation. It was an initiative during his administration and continued after he left office. He was sincerely dedicated to that cause.
He certainly was, and this is an outgrowth of his life. His father, before he was in politics, gave much of his time to help others, and was a philanthropist in Connecticut and on Wall Street in New York. All of the Bushes were told to give back, and he certainly lived that. As a young man, he was involved in charitable drives, and he was involved in his community in getting people to raise money for different funds to combat illness. And all of this he took with him to the White House and the Thousand Points of Light Foundation. That government did not have to be the first responder when people were down on their luck in trouble. That if we could raise money, say through the March of Dimes and conquer polio, we could do a lot of other things for the benefit of mankind and do it as individuals. This is the basis of the Points of Light Foundation, something he spoke of as a candidate for president in 1988, and that he laid the groundwork for as president, and which continues to this day. And as a good example of its success, who was usually at his side at Thousand Points of Light celebratory dinners? The man who defeated him, Democrat Bill Clinton.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, on the death of President George H.W. Bush last night. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Some good news on the Beltway in Montgomery County. The accident investigation activity all cleared away, so the interloop has been reopened between Georgia Avenue and Colesville Road, and all of the ramps from Georgia Avenue to the Beltway interloop, those have also been reopened. So delays, any delays there should start to ease. But we still have the Clara Barton Parkway closed in both directions at the C&O Canal Lock 6 before MacArthur Boulevard due to a serious accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for today, it looks wet in the Washington area. We've got rain and our high temperature only up to 41. Thunderstorms in the morning tomorrow. The highs will reach 62 on Sunday. Partly cloudy Monday with a high of 57. Clouds on Tuesday, high 42. And Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 38. In Washington right now, 35, headed up to 41. 717 now on the Saturday morning update.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate 888-294-8560.
Again, that number is 888-294-8560. The Fisher House Foundation providing necessary services to the families of those who are injured in service to our country. And we are raising funds today. We will continue throughout the day and this afternoon. If you have a few minutes and are out in the Fashion Center at Pentagon City neighborhood, stop by and say hello to the team. Vince, Larry, and Chris will be at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City this afternoon. You can make an in-person donation between 4 and 7, or you can donate right now. And again, that number is 888-294-8560. And it is an honor to be joined now by Barb Yaleskas. She is a Gold Star mother, and it was 10 years ago today that her son, Robert, passed away. And Ms. Yaleskas, thank you so much for being with us on what must be a difficult day for you.
It is a very difficult day, but my way of honoring my son is to do things like donate to the Fisher House and raise funds for them.
And tell us a little bit about your son and your relationship with the Fisher House.
My son was Captain Robert Yaleskas, and he was on his third tour of duty in Afghanistan when he was severely injured. And we were flown to the Landstuhl, Germany, to the Fisher House there is where we stayed. And I can't even say how wonderful those people were to us. Getting that notification that your child has been severely injured, he lost both legs, head trauma, internal injuries, I couldn't even think. And they picked us up at the airport, put us in the Fisher House, and there was food there, laundry facilities. We didn't have to think about anything but taking care of Robert.
And the thought of you being here in the U.S. and your son being hospitalized with severe injuries in Germany, that had to be so daunting, but you were able to get to Germany and find that home away from home.
And that was just it. You don't even think. You're just in just autopilot. And when I landed at the airport, I thought, oh, dear, where am I going to stay? What am I going to do? And everything was taken care of right there. When we flew back with him to Bethesda, which is now Walter Reed, you walked into it, and it felt like you were at home. Into the Fisher House, and the staff was so wonderful and kind and loving. It was like you were all a family. And if I wanted to get up in the middle of the night and go sit with Robert there in intensive care, I could do it because it's close by. It's right there on the base. So people bring in food, different organizations. We Gold Star Mothers support several Fisher Houses. So it was just, it takes a lot of the stress off. You can put all of your energy into being there with your wounded soldier.
And even though it's been 10 years, you are still a strong advocate and supporter of the Fisher House Foundation.
Yes, I am. I made a donation, and I do every year, on his angelversary to the Fisher House, because I don't know what we would have done without them. Been proven many times that families, if they're there with that loved one, they can recuperate much better. Of course, Robert couldn't survive his injuries, but the day he died and I went back to the Fisher House to my room, I didn't have to be alone. There were people there for me to help me out with that.
Ms. Yaleskas, the fact that you lost your son, and you continue to support Fisher House, and you actually make donations to Fisher House. Such an honor to have you with us, and how can we possibly thank you for your son's service to our country and to what you know you are still doing for the Fisher House? It is just so moving. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
an honor to have you with us this morning, and it is the Fisher House Foundation, and that's just an example of the type of work they do, and they are expanding globally to serve our men and women in service. You can help. She makes donations to Fisher House. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. You can make your donation right now to our 2018 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Again, that number is 888-294-8560.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Or if you make the switch during our Cyber Week special, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Prepaid offerings 12/3/18.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Or if you make the switch during our Cyber Week special, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Prepaid offerings 12/3/18.
Would you like to know how to save $528 a month? That's how much the average client saved with a smart refinance from Network Capital, the name you can trust for some of the most competitive mortgage rates on the market. Tune in this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 3 to find out more. Get holiday cash, a last chance tax deduction, and pay no payments until next year. With Network Capital, you'll pay no lender fees and can close in as little as 12 business days. Learn more this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 3 on the Mortgage Radio Show from Network Capital.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Solutions to Insomnia on Wednesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. From December 1st to March 1st, win up to $10,000 in cash every Friday and entries to win the top prize of $100,000 in cold hard cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor when you have another chance to win.
Person must be 21 and cannot be on the Maryland exclusion list. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.com or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the saggy jawline, you guys. It's the jawline and the double chin that give your age away. It is, but not anymore. Larry O'Connor, and I'm introducing the brand-new Genucel Jawline Treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. It not only tightens saggy jawlines, but it plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin to contour and define the jawline within minutes. Using peptides and metallactones together for the first time, it works amazingly quick, and the results get better every day. No one else has this technology or the proprietary chemical-free base. So say goodbye to that double chin right now. And for the holidays, it's yours free when you order Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness. And for results in 12 hours, Genucel's immediate effects is also free. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Imagine that double chin disappearing in about a week with Genucel jawline treatment. 100% guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word HUGE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text HUGE to 797979. Text HUGE to 797979.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate 888-294-8560.
That is 888-294-8560, our WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. We want to thank Lamont in Vienna. He made a $1,000 donation to Fisher House. Lamont, thank you very much. If you are listening this morning, 888-294-8560, please make that donation before you get busy on Saturday. It's Christmas shopping season. You get out and about and you forget it and don't get around to it. Please make that donation before it slips your mind. 888-294-8560, Fisher House Foundation, providing lodging, meals, a home away from home when a serviceman or woman is injured and the family needs to come, and the Fisher House takes care of it all. They fly them in, they accommodate them, and provide meals, lodging. Wonderful organization. We've worked with them for over a decade here at WMAO, and you can make your donation now. 888-294-8560. News is next, then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on WMAO.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate 888-294-8560.
Our new total on the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, $320,565. You can make a donation right now. 888-294-8560 is the number. That's 888-294-8560. If you're out and about this afternoon doing some holiday shopping, stop by the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. Vince, Larry, and Chris will be broadcasting live from 4 to 7, and you can make your Fisher House donation in person. Our annual Fisher House Radiothon. Right now we're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and he is with the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, it is great to have you with us.
Rick, always good to be on with you. Thank you.
And I'm not sure that everybody realizes that you're a highly experienced intelligence officer and recipient of the Bronze Star, 30 years of field and operational experience. And in that experience, I am sure you have come across the Fisher House in your travels and how it has served your colleagues.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's notable that they have done such an amazing job for so many, and as you mentioned, you know, I've been in combat and I came through it okay. Others do not. And this is where Fisher House's works is so important. When people come back and they're injured and they have to recover, the families often are not necessarily included. Fisher House bridges that. It is hugely important. And Rick, you know, I know a lot of people promote causes, but this cause directly helps those families. It's not like you're donating money and it goes into a black box and you never know what happens. You see the results here. They have 78 houses in operation, physical locations, and these locations all support veterans. The families of the veterans, by the fact that when people are in the hospital recovering from their wounds and from the injuries of combat, the families are there. So, I can't think of a better cause for people to provide money to, because that money is going to be used literally for the betterment of these families and those veterans.
You know, we were talking to a Gold Star mother about a half hour or so ago, and she lost her son 10 years ago, but she still donates. She donates after losing her son, a Gold Star mother making her own donations to the Fisher House Foundation. So what does that tell you about how people feel about that organization when those receiving the services make donations?
It tells you that people who have their own losses have seen that they can help others who have to go through the same cycle and same issues. It's important enough to them that they want to make that donation and keep it going. So this speaks highly of how important the Fisher House work is. So it's hugely important. I hope people will donate.
You know, in talking to Dave Coker, the president of Fisher House, this morning, he told us that President Bush, George H.W. Bush, who, of course, passed away last night at the age of 94, he was actually at the dedication and dedicated the Bethesda Fisher House. And they'd been working on one at the military, the Army side at Walter Reed. But because Bush was in the Navy, they kind of expedited to get that one done very quickly so that President Bush could be at the dedication for that. So we did lose him last night. And what an amazing story. George H.W. Bush, an 18-year-old naval aviator, becomes the president of the United States. Amazing.
Well, you think about that, Rick, and remember that he was shot down. I mean, history, literally his history and the history of the country would have been significantly different. You know, talk about a Star Trek episode, if something had happened to him and he died. I mean, his legacy of amazing accomplishments. I mean, let's remember here, he was also director of CIA. He was involved in a number of other activities, you know, everything from that to the Fisher House. He's been, and it sure, I think he is a very great symbol of what we've come to call the greatest generation, that generation who stepped up, selflessly stood in front of real fascism and stopped it dead in its tracks. He was part of that. He sacrificed a great deal. He was injured, I think, in that crash, but he came back. And so he's, you know, it's an amazing story, and his life should be recognized for the full and complete content for which he had in it.
Well, Tony, I do want to turn Tony to the situation with Russia these days.
Yeah.
Because it's very much in the news. We saw a very troubling image of Vladimir Putin and the Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman basically doing a high five down at the G20. And a lot of problems now between the United States and Russia. Of course, Ukraine, Russia seizing ships, holding their sailors hostage. What do you see as the administration's next moves on Russia?
Well, on Russia, look, there's a number of things being planned. That high five, I think, should have everybody kind of waking up. The Russians are not our friends, nor are the Saudis. We are not enemies either. We have interests. It's important to define what we're willing to accept and not accept relating to the behavior of other nations. And I think, starting with Russia, the Ukraine issue, the other things that are going on, this administration is now contemplating additional actions. Some will be observable, some not. Regarding this, one of the most notable recently was on 20 October, President Trump announced our withdrawal from the INF treaty, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces missiles. I was actually, a very young lieutenant when this was first signed back in the late 1980s. And the fact that the Russians started violating it in, I think, about 2003 took all this time to document that. And President Trump, unlike President Obama, acted on it, and we're going to act on more. So this is not the first treaty we're going to walk away from, which is going to cause its own set of problems. But I'm telling you, Rick, there are things being planned for the response against Russia.
Okay, so CNN, MSNBC, it was almost like a victory dance at the end of a Super Bowl when the story on Michael Cohen came out. And all of this talk about Russia and the fact that the Trump Organization had been eyeing a possible Trump Tower in Moscow. Do you see anything in the response that the administration is looking at in terms of Russia and how the Trump administration has handled Russia, the actions they have taken? Do you see anything that is suspect or, you know, us giving the Russians a pass on anything?
No, as a matter of fact, let's hit that last part first. You know, we've actually also given the Ukrainians lethal support. We're actually helping arm them. We have a treaty to support them if things get too out of hand. So, and from what I've been told, President Trump has every intention of honoring that treaty should the Ukrainians be invaded. So, I mean, this is where we have to be very clear on what the reality is versus what the propaganda is. And yeah, look, the Cohen stuff, everything I've looked at indicates that this information about the Trump Organization wanting to build a Trump something in Moscow was not new. It was disclosed a long time ago. And, you know, I hate to tell the audience here, but geez, President Trump was a real estate guy. He was a business guy before he got elected. He had business interests all over the world. I've never seen any scrutiny of any other deal that he was doing other than Russia. And in this case, this Mueller investigation is now so far afield from its original focus, which is collusion or conspiracy relating to the elections and the government of Russia cooperating with President Trump. There's been zero evidence of that, and they've had to completely do a bait and switch. And I think that's what you saw the media reacting to, is the switch of the bait for them by Mueller and his investigation.
Well, you mentioned he was a real estate mogul. At the same time, in the 2016 campaign, if he paid any attention to the news, he had no chance of winning the election. It was Hillary was going to win, so why would he not continue to try and build his business when he's basically written off as a loser?
Look, I was talking to members of his campaign team about what they were going to do should he lose. So, yeah, I mean, there was a presumption that there was a possibility that he may not make it. And remember, Rick, the whole premise of the Russian narrative was something that was started before he was elected. They were prompting him. That is the FBI, and this is, I think, why Comey doesn't want to testify. I'll throw that out there for a little bit ahead of time, is because these folks were baiting his campaign. They were trying to do what we call dangles in front of his campaign, who had Russia contacts, to get them to self-incriminate. Essentially, they were trying to basically entrap them. And so that tells me right there, again, that nobody thought he was going to win. They were trying to do things to upset and prepare for some narrative saying that he was cooperating with the Russians to be the permanent and distinct stake in his heart to prevent him from ever coming back politically to do anything and possibly even ruin the man in the process.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, as always, thank you, and thank you for the good words on the Fisher House Foundation. Very much appreciate it.
Rick. Always good to be on with you. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. And again, to make your donation to Fisher House, you can call right now, 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560, our Fisher House Radiothon continuing this morning. And we want to thank Roger in Fairfax Station. He made a $1,000 donation this morning. Roger, thank you very much for your support of the Fisher House Foundation. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
All earlier accident activity on the Beltway and Silver Spring Interloop between Georgia Avenue and Colesville Road all cleared away. Lanes open and traffic is running well in the area. We still have the wreck on the Clara Barton Parkway in both directions at the C&O Canal Lock 6 before MacArthur Boulevard. Still has the roadway shut down. We're starting to see some delays on 295 southbound near South Capitol Street. There are reports of an incident there, so do watch for delays. And we have a minor accident on the Interloop at the BW Parkway blocking the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for today, rain, high only to 41. Tomorrow, some scattered thunderstorms in the morning, but 62 degrees for an afternoon high. Partly cloudy on Monday with a high 57. On Tuesday, partly cloudy to 42. And Wednesday, cloudy, high temperature 38. Outside now in Washington, we're at 36 degrees, heading to 41 this afternoon. 7:48, Saturday morning update, end our Fisher House Radiothon.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
The Fisher House Foundation providing a home away from home for families of those in the military who are injured and face extended periods, hospitalized, and the Fisher House Foundation is there for them and is there for their families. And it's an honor to be joined by Michael Halula. And his son, David, an Army veteran, was injured in a car wreck, and the Fisher House Foundation came to help that family. And Mr. Halula, it's wonderful to have you with us this morning on WMAL.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. It's an honor to be part of this radiothon. Thank you for inviting me.
And I think your story goes to serve, to show the breadth of how the Fisher House Foundation serves our families and members of the military. And tell us a little bit about what happened in Michael's life that brought the Fisher House Foundation in.
Okay, well, my son David, who was due to ship out to Iraq a couple of weeks after the accident, he and his wife and family were coming home for Christmas, and they had that car accident you mentioned, and our son suffered a traumatic brain injury. Over the years, he went from hospital to hospital as he was trying to recover, and one of the hospitals was at the VA hospital in Minneapolis. It was a few hundred miles away from where we lived, and of course, we wanted to keep visiting him as often as we could to help him through it all, and that's where the Fisher House came through. They had a place to stay basically right across the street from the hospital. It was a beautiful place. It was basically a mini suite. You had your own room and own bathroom. The kitchen was fully stocked. People, the volunteers were extremely helpful and friendly. We met people in a similar situation too, who was going through helping their loved ones being treated at the hospital. It proved to be a godsend. You mentioned that it was a home away from home. That couldn't be more true. It just helped us through everything we could have needed.
Now, they provide the physical services. In other words, they provide lodging, they provide food, they'll provide transportation. But tell us more about the emotional services they provide. In other words, the camaraderie that you build when you're there with other families. In other words, you eat together, you spend time together, they have like a wonderful living rooms that you can converse with other, you know, parents and family members who are in similar situations.
That's correct. At first, it's always kind of awkward, but once you get to know the people, you build up more than a friendship. It's like you mentioned, a camaraderie. It's even a mini family, if you will. Everybody can talk to each other and relax. And if you don't want to talk to anybody, you can go up to your room and just kind of chill out. So it provided every emotional assist that you would have needed. It was just fantastic.
And something I've noticed in the various Fisher House visits that I've made is the staff, it's not just a staff. I mean, these are people who are so dedicated to what they do and so personable and so caring and so giving to those people that are there, the family members that are there. And I'm sure you experienced that as well. It's not like you're, you know, at a restaurant or a hotel and people, you know, they might serve you food, but they kind of, you know, could care less about what's going on. The staff at the Fisher House, they're just so warm and so deeply concerned about the people that are there that they are serving.
That's right. It's like you said, at a restaurant, it's kind of lip service. They smile and treat you nice. But at the Fisher House, you're their family too. I was able to get involved with, they created a new Fisher House here in the Milwaukee area. And I was able to help and meet the people staffing that. And it's the same there. So it's one of the best organizations I've ever come across.
Well, you know, you're another example of a family member who received services some 10 years ago or so, but you still maintain a relationship with Fisher House. You're still supportive of Fisher House. And you know, you still feel a part of their family, and I'm sure they feel that you're a part of their family.
Oh, yes. Like I said, there's the Fisher House here in the Milwaukee area that touches base with us once in a while to check up on the status of our son, David. We help volunteer there. I help do the radiothons. It changes your life.
Michael Halula, thank you so very much for joining us this morning on the Fisher House Radiothon. Much appreciated.
Oh, my pleasure, as always. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. And you can make a donation right now to the Fisher House Foundation. As you hear, a home away from home, and we really mean a home. It's a warm environment, and you can help at 888-294-8560. The Fisher House Foundation constructing additional facilities. They just broke ground in Albuquerque. There are more to come around the United States. 888-294-8560. You can make your donation to Fisher House right now.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Get in the holiday spirit at Potomac Petals and Plants. Set your table in style with their holiday line from Vietri. Also now in stock, a huge selection of candles and potpourris for the holidays. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Renter's Warehouse. So do you suffer from rentophobia? You know, that's the fear of renting your home because you think it'll take too much time. Now there's a cure for rentophobia. It's called Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse takes property management off your plate so you're free to sit back and relax as someone else does all the heavy lifting. First, they find great tenants. Then, for only $99 a month, their professional landlords manage your property 24/7. They collect the rent. They handle the maintenance requests. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, so if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. With Renter's Warehouse, there's no upfront fees or binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Don't let rentophobia keep you from turning your home into a long-term cash machine. Call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, or go to renterswarehouse.com right now and book a free home rental price analysis. See what your home will rent for, because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-984-6192. That's 800-984-6192. 800-984-6192.
It's the saggy jawline, you guys. It's the jawline and the double chin that give your age away. It is, but not anymore. Larry O'Connor, and I'm introducing the brand new Genucel jawline treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. It not only tightens saggy jawlines, but it plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin to contour and define the jawline within minutes. Using peptides and metallactones together for the first time, it works amazingly quick, and the results get better every day. No one else has this technology or the proprietary chemical-free base. So say goodbye to that double chin right now. And for the holidays, it's yours free when you order Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness. And for results in 12 hours, Genucel's immediate effects is also free. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Imagine that double chin disappearing in about a week with Genucel jawline treatment. 100% guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
Our Fisher House Radiothon will continue throughout the day on WMAL, 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560 is the number, and you can make that donation right now, and there are a number of different ways that you can make that donation. And one way to do it is in a recurring donation. You can make a monthly donation. As an example, Diane from Glen Allen has graciously pledged $50 a month recurring donation. And we had one earlier today from Marion Bethesda who made a $125 a month recurring donation. So that's another way that you can donate to Fisher House. But we encourage you to do it. You've heard the stories this morning. You've heard how important it is to our men and women in service and their families. The Fisher House Foundation and the Fisher House Radiothon, 888-294-8560. And this afternoon, Fashion Center at Pentagon City. You can make your donation in person as the Radiothon wraps up between 4 and 7 with Vince, Larry, and Chris at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. For those of you making donations this morning, thank you so very much. Our new total is $322,410 for the Fisher House Foundation.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.